A redistricting do-over could be in the works.
A legal battle that could change Michigan's political landscape. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So letters are on their way to about 60 attorneys, legislators and ex-legislators, staffers and ex-staffers, Governor Rick Snyder, etc., telling them anything you have related to the 2011 redistricting process, you better keep it.
This could be drafts of maps, emails, instructions, confidential analysis.
In anticipation of a lawsuit on behalf of Democratic voters in Michigan to challenge district lines.
Saying the maps that we have right now are an unconstitutional violation of First Amendment rights.
They are rigged in favor of Republican candidates at both the legislative and congressional level.
That's former Michigan Democratic Party Chair Mark Brewer. He's also a lawyer, and he's preparing the lawsuit.
Democrats consistently take a majority or near majority of the votes in those bodies, but do not take near a majority of the seats.
This has been an argument Democrats in Michigan have been making for quite some time.
In Wisconsin, Democrats there making the argument, they prevailed recently.
A federal judge said Wisconsin's Republican governor and legislature went too far with a redistricting plan that favored the GOP.
Redistricting happens every 10 years to make sure there's an equal number of voters in every district.
It's where cartography becomes an exercise of raw political power.
In Michigan, the state legislature draws new district lines following the U.S. Census to reflect population changes.
Federal law also requires the districts to ensure representation and voting rights for racial minorities. This Wisconsin decision, it's the first time a court has held redistricting plans must also reflect political party loyalties. In Michigan, that could amount to a full-on assault on Republican hegemony in Lansing.
Right, because let's remember, Governor Snyder and Republicans have controlled Lansing since 2011. One of Snyder's earliest acts was to approve the new district maps.
Michigan Democrats are already looking at a ballot drive to try to change the redistricting rules in time for the next round following the 2020 census.
One idea is to give the job to a bipartisan or nonpartisan redistricting commission.
But if former Chair Brewer has his way, Democrats won't have to wait for the new decade. He'd like to get a court order for a legislative redo before the next elections in 2018.
And that would be a game changer.
It certainly could be, but keep in mind this legal battle is still in the nascent stages. There's not even a lawsuit in Michigan yet, just a letter that says one is on the way.
Wisconsin Republicans are appealing the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court.
So the confirmation fight over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, could have a clear and present impact on politics in Michigan.
So we could end up seeing a court battle or a ballot battle.
The stakes are high because redistricting is when politicians get to choose their voters before it's the other way around.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.